Okay, John, I'm going to turn to you. Can you just give an overview on what work in progress has been on the rules?
Okay, so what we have is from Glenn and from my having reviewed various different rules and procedures, and then looking to the general approach of having things organized better and certain clarity. So what we my proposal is to have the different parts of it using what we already have. But for example, a good example is their references to the the languages to be used. Well, that really only needs to be in one place with some as one of the principles for operation. Another is operating principle, using examples here, is that consensus is the general rule of where to go, and that would also be in the operating principles. So those are so, and then you have the makeup of the leadership, well, the makeup of the membership, the makeup of the leadership, the qualifications for membership, the procedures for accepting members, and procedures for applying standards, which aren't generated by, from my understanding, are not generated within the Naralo, but come from, come from the ALAC and ICANN. So that's the general structure. I unfortunately I run a big soccer referee organization, and I've had a lot of problems with the software creating the tax reports. I'm going to finish that in a day or two, so I will be able to turn back and actually get a document out at the beginning of this coming week. That should that people can review and do the input into. And again, using Glenn, also Judith has provided help and a lot of help. So that's where I am, and then what. The schedule would be to get something that was a pretty good draft for maybe circulation before the end of the month, be able to circulate in that such a way so that it could be presented at the General Assembly.
Great. Thank you, John. Is there any questions for John?
No, it's Alan. Just a comment that I had promised I would get a list of gaps and conflicts in the current rules, and I'm afraid I didn't get to it, but I'll try as soon as I can.
That would be very helpful, and I think because one of the things I'm coming a bit from the outside, and I should have been on the Aaron call on Monday, but I will be on the next one, certainly. But anyway, that would be extremely helpful.
I'll do my best. Thank you. If you haven't seen it within a week and a half or so, let me know. It certainly will get up this weekend.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'd like to open it to staff, too, to give any comments. They have experience working with the other RALOs in terms of the process or any gap analysis that they've seen in process. Sylvia or Heidi, any comments?
Yes, this is Sylvia. I would only suggest that the draft is circulated among membership, and they will have an opportunity to review all the articles, to comment, and perhaps a conference call as well would be interesting to have, so everybody has the chance to understand the new procedures. We have seen in the past that sometimes they are not clear or there are misunderstandings, so I recommend some sort of webinar, we can call it, to present the draft to the entire membership. And that and give them the opportunity to edit, to comment, and to participate. So they actually feel that they own the procedures, that they are, you know, they are part of the work. Thank you.
Great. Excellent suggestion, Sylvia. And we'll have to work out the timelines for that. It'd be great to be able to do that before we meet face-to-face at the GA. Would that be, John, would that be okay for you if we did a webinar in March sometime?
Oh, no, absolutely. I think it's an extremely important important step, particularly given the desire to have this be accepted in the participation. Used to that idea from the IGF and also from the, a little less from the Internet Society, but certainly the IGF.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, so we'll work on the logic. So I'll work with Sylvia and we'll work out a doodle and send that out. But we'll first consult with you on viable dates, and we'll ask other people in the group to participate as well. Okay. Any other comments from anybody else to John?
Yeah, this is Seth. I'm wondering if I understand there's an ALAC review undergoing, and I wonder if our rules of procedure will attempt to address issues raised in that review.
Seth, depending on the outcome of the review, we may have to rewrite them from scratch. But that's nothing under our control. Nothing under our control today.
Okay, so that review is not for some time?
The review is ongoing right now. The results will not be known for some time.
All right, thanks.
Seth, this is John Moore. My general intent is to write it in such a way that the reference would be made to the rules, these rules being reviewed, so to minimize the amount. But obviously, if they completely change the structure of the membership, that would have to be reflected. But as I said, as a general matter, it's going to be linked to that as being the, you know, you might say the operating rules that under which we have to operate. And so that would be the agenda.
John, for clarity,
I'm walking into an elevator, so I think I'm going to lose you. But thank you,
John. For clarity, all that's being proposed in the review is the change of definition of membership, how leaders are selected, what the leaders are responsible to do, and a number of other areas like that. So nothing important.
Well, we could, anyway, if we have the structure right, we can do the rewrite if and when it's necessary.
Yeah, you just keep all the titles the same and change all the text.
Great.
But we were assured that we would not have any substantial changes to make because of the review. We were also told the person who said that isn't there anymore. I'm going to bow out of this call right now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
I've said enough.
It's a good way to bow out with humor.
Yay.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
So Glenn, I think, as I said, I'll be working on that, but if you begin looking at the schedule and I think circulate that working with the staff as to what the schedule would be, I think that would be helpful. And then we can set the timelines and begin living up to them.
Okay. Thanks, John. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Take care.
Sorry that everything started a little bit later, but we managed to do it, so that's great. So we'll, John, I'll follow up directly with you on the sections as well. Thanks again.
Yeah. Okay, wonderful.
Okay, see everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Thank you all. This call is adjourned. Please do not forget to disconnect as you leave the conference room. Have a wonderful rest of your day.